I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Come fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We have such an exciting show lined up for you today.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I love to share with you destinations and venues in those destinations, which often are suppliers like hoteliers, resorts, even car rental companies, cruise lines, attractions that are in sync with my mission, which is to educate you and motivate you to go to these places, because I truly believe if you partake in whatever it is our guests offer, you will come back enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know that you're a better person because of the experience you just had. And today's show, my first guest certainly fits that bill, as does my next guest, because later in today's show, we're going off cruising in the Aegean and the Eastern Aegean and probably the Adriatic a little bit too. And we're going to go cruising, visiting Greek islands and other wonderful places with Celestial Cruises. But this hour, you know, when people ask me, where do I go on summer vacation? My answer for almost two decades now, at least, has been, my summer vacation is at, and they wait to hear some exotic place somewhere. And that sentence finishes with, Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Why would I go anywhere else? I stick close to home. We go to as many concerts as we can. And not only do we enjoy all of the wonderful classical music brought to us by the marvelous musicians and conductors associated with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Boston Pops and the popular artists who come to visit. I mean, why would you want to be anywhere else? The hills come alive with the sound of the BSO in the Berkshires in western Massachusetts. And we are so fortunate at this very busy time of year to capture the attention of Mark Volpe, the CEO of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And we're going to be talking with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 and Shostakovich Symphony No. 5 under the direction of conductor Andras Nelsons. Sunday afternoon, July 8th, 2:30 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
Well, we're not that far away from each other, and I was really hoping that Mark Volpe, who is normally most of the time, most of the year, headquartered at Symphony Hall in Boston, the home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, I was hoping I was going to catch him on a day when he is out west, here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast weekly. But there was the choice. Wait till we could find a date where our paths could cross, or have him on by telephone. And I just didn't want to wait. And what I'm hoping is that after we're all done, we're going to still be able to find the date when he's going to be out here and we're going to pounce on him and not only do some follow-ups with regard to Tanglewood and what's going on with the BSO and Boston Pops and all the popular artists who come to visit, but we'll also be able to talk with him about next season, even maybe at some point, of what's going to be happening at Symphony Hall when everybody packs up and goes back to Boston at the end of the summer. So it's a pleasure to have him on the line with me. Are you there, Mark?
I am here. Just listening to you, your soliloquy about Tanglewood, and I'm imagining it and trying to, frankly, get on the road the next 12 hours or so I can get out there. I just got back from Europe where our music director, Andres Nelsons, was conducting in London at the Covent Garden, big
wow.
opera production with the Royal Opera Company of the United Kingdom, and then off to Berlin and Leipzig. His our wonderful relationship with the Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig, obviously one of the great centers of music, the home of Mr. Bach and Mr. Mendelssohn and Mr. Schumann and a few others who are no longer with us physically, but certainly spiritually, that their legacy lives on in Leipzig and beyond.
Oh yes, as a matter of fact, I was explaining to you things that our audience unfortunately isn't privy to when we talk in commercial breaks or before we go on the air. And more than a decade ago, I was named ambassador to the U.S. for Saxony Tourism. And there is a great relationship. You know, it's something we should talk about with the food and beverage directors who oversee food at Highwood House and in the Grill, and maybe even at Saranac House at Tanglewood. There's something very popular in the Saxony region about wine and music.
Oh, yeah. And no, there's a real connection, and everywhere, after every reception. I mean, it's an amazing place. I was there in the 80s several times, and it was obviously not to get into political ideology, but it was quite depressed, and some of the buildings that were bombed in 44 and 43 by the Allies still hadn't been rebuilt.
Well, I think it's that way down the side streets in Berlin today. I don't think
you go to parts of East Berlin. And now you go to I'm more focused on Leipzig, given our relationship with Gewandhaus, the orchestra of the city, and frankly, but I was in Dresden as well. And to the credit of the Germans, there's certain things I won't get into regarding the Germans, but one thing they do is they kept the rubble, and they kept all those stones, and so obviously they were able to rebuild with original materials. So you have these incredible structures. And in fact, there's a real connection with Leipzig in that our hall in Boston was I won't say a replica, but was modeled after the hall that the Allies bombed, and obviously Kurt Vonnegut made the bombing of Dresden very famous with Slaughterhouse 5, but the Allies didn't stop at Dresden. They obviously took out Leipzig as well. So the hall that Symphony Hall in Boston is modeled after no longer exists. It bombed to the ground. Somehow Bach's church, I'm sure, sort of like Westminster Abbey and a few other, they somehow were able to sandbag it so it didn't get devastated by the war. But so they have a new hall, relatively new hall, built in the 80s. And so we played there several times with the Boston Symphony, but I know before we do any of that, we're going to be at Tanglewood for 2 months playing primarily with the Symphony, but also with the Pops as well.
That's fabulous.
And many fun concerts, great concerts, leading off with Lang Lang, and we have obviously many others coming through this summer, and with a real focus on one of the great alumni of Tanglewood named Leonard Bernstein. And
yeah,
when you start
him.
Thinking about Leonard Bernstein, you think New York Philharmonic and, of course, Tel Aviv and a few other places. But the reality is he had the longest relationship of any institution with Tanglewood. He was there well over 30, consecutive summers, and certainly every summer would get reconnected with the nature of Tanglewood and the pedagogy of Tanglewood with all the students, of course, the Boston Symphony. And so this would have been the 100th anniversary of his, 100th anniversary of his of his birth. He died 28 years ago, so he won't be with us, except his music very much will be. And so all through the summer we're going to be each weekend having at least a little focus on Leonard Bernstein and what he meant as probably the best known composer and artist of his time.
Yeah, just for those of you who are not up on your history or too young to have studied it yet or. So young you didn't bother paying attention. the bombing of Dresden and Leipzig, but it started with Dresden, was retaliation by the Allied forces, mostly the British, who were tremendously ticked off because Hitler's forces bombed Coventry, England, which was a historic place that didn't bother anybody, had no military value, and they just went in and flattened it. And so, if you ever studied physics, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Oh, sure.
And that's what happened. Happily, people, as the North American ambassador for Saxony Tourism, I can tell you that a visit to Leipzig is something you'll never forget. It's a wonderful place. Filled with just gorgeous design, lots of music all over the region. And the one little point I wanted to make about the wine is that there are so many restaurants that we went to where you know how a restaurant you'll go in and they'll have food on the menu and then they'll pair it with certain wines that they suggest.
Sure.
Well, this restaurant, there's a restaurant in Leipzig, and I'll have to look up where it is so the next time you're there you can visit there, Mark. They pair the food with music. No, excuse me. They pair the wine with music. So when you order a certain food, you might be ordering a Riesling with it. And if you order Riesling, when the Riesling comes out from the bar to your table, they play Mozart. We'll be right back talking with Mark Volpe. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, featuring an all-Mozart program with Pamela Frank and Emmanuel Axe, Wednesday evening, July 18th, 8 p.m. at Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO. Get tickets at 866-266-1200 or tanglewood.org.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I can't tell you how truly blessed I feel that we were able to nail down Mark Volpe. He is the CEO of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the probably one of the busiest people I know on the planet. And the only time I actually get to see him, generally speaking, is at performances in Tanglewood. He's usually about eight rows in front of me. So, and he's tall, so it's easy to spot him in the crowd.
Listen, there was a guy that sat behind me who was an amateur artist who for 15 years would draw the back of my head, because he sat directly behind me, showing my hairline receding year by year. To what end, I'm not sure. And obviously, he was able to multitask, because I think he was listening to the music, but who knows? Maybe he was just there to draw the back of my head. Enough on that.
That's not the same gentleman that created... Well, his last name starts with an S. Is it Schreiber or something?
Yeah.
Something like
maybe.
That? Is it...
No, it's a different gentleman.
A different person? No, because there was somebody that you can go into the gift shops, the glass house, and...
And you can buy... Etchings.
And you can buy the note card. I have them. I have wonderful note cards, and...
He's drawn me, too, but not he never sat directly behind me.
And so through, your
that
hairline.
Almost,
yeah, that could
nearly
be.
Professional on his etchings, I tend to sit in the same area, and one of the great things about Tanglewood is there's something every night. I mean, the big concerts are obviously through the summer aligned, and the weekend where the BSO is in residence Friday, Saturday, and, of course, Sunday afternoon. But there's student concerts. There are concerts in Ozawa Hall featuring great artists playing recitals and chamber music and, you know, an occasional pops concert thrown in there. So I think we have one or two dark nights out of 66 nights at Tanglewood. So there's something virtually every night in one of the venues.
Wow. And it's very difficult. It's quite the task to sit down and match up your calendar with your other social things going on in your life and trying to fit in as many concerts as humanly possible, because there are just so many good choices. It's really, really hard to...
Well, the Berkshires has redefined itself as a cultural resort. I mean, obviously, GE, which at one point had 10,000, 11,000 employees, virtually has nobody left in Berkshire County, and likewise other you know, commercial employers have seen better days. But what's filled that vacuum is an array of probably the greatest concentration of culture institutions at the highest level, and the Tanglewood obviously is the largest and hopefully the magnet that brings people. But you know, whether it's Summer Stock Theater or some of the great museums of America, not to mention probably the best modern dance and Jacob Pill, at least in terms of summer. And the summer offerings, and so all of that's concentrated in the Berkshires. So it's become, I think we just did an economic impact study with a Professor Williams, or commission, I should say, an economic impact study, and we generate well over 100. $120 million in economic activity through the course of a summer with all that goes on at Tanglewood. And those folks obviously hopefully come to Tanglewood every summer, but also experience some of the other offerings that the Berkshires has. And, that gestalt of music and nature. And then and with us, all these incredible students, hundreds of students from all over the world coming, studying at Tanglewood. And it's a different kind of energy, and I have to say it is unique. I was just all over Europe. And they have summer festivals there, of course, but and we play the proms and the Royal Albert Hall in London and the Lucerne Festival, and we've played the Salzburg Festival, but there's nothing like Tanglewood in the world.
There is 500. And that's one of the things we really need to talk about right after we take this commercial break, because I have difficulty truly describing what is a happening. Tanglewood is not yet again another summer concert place that's indoors, outdoors, partially indoors, mostly outdoors. It's not yet another amphitheater where people are on a stage who have talent and there are people who assemble to partake of that talent. There is it's a whole different ball game, and it's getting better and different all the time. And that's part of what we need to talk about and explore together today with Mark Volpe, the CEO of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Stay with me. This is going to blow you away, people. Stephanie Abrams, don't go away.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, featuring an all Mozart program with Pamela Frank and Emmanuel Axe, Wednesday evening, July 18th, 8 p.m. at Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO. Get tickets at 866-266-1200 or tanglewood.org.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am just thrilled to have Mark Volpe on the line with me. He is a wealth of information as it relates to the Boston Symphony Orchestra and Tanglewood. And one of the things we were chatting about in the commercial break is how difficult it is to explain to people who have never been to Tanglewood what it is and why it is not yet again another outdoor concert in the summer. It's a happening. And if you haven't experienced it, it's really hard to explain what's unique and special and different from going to so many other outdoor musical venues. There are even artists who are on tour during the summer. And one of the places they will stop is Tanglewood. And they may be at 8 or 10 or 20 or 30 other places around the nation. None of them will be like the Tanglewood performance. It's different, people. It really is a happening. Mark, can you do a better job than me explaining
Tanglewood? I think part of what you have to understand is what inspired Tanglewood, and there are pragmatic considerations, and then absolutely philosophical, aspirational thinking. The practical thing is the summer. It started out. You said it in your intro. You know, summer home of the Boston Symphony, and Koussevitzky's problem in the 30s. And Koussevitzky was the music director at that point, and also the founder of Tanglewood. The orchestra at that point was all European. Now the orchestra's morphed into something very different now, and then they were all men, and that certainly, fortunately, has changed too. That being said, he would say goodbye to the orchestra in the season, and this is before Tanglewood, and some of the men would return, some of the men would find spouses and wouldn't return, and he never knew what was next. So part of the idea of Tanglewood, and the practical part, was to provide year-round employment for the Boston Symphony. But beyond that, he even had this notion that Tanglewood should be something very different. It's a beautiful location, obviously 500 acres, at that point just a couple of buildings. They commissioned Saarinen, one of the great Finnish architects, to outline and do a master plan. And then he kind of came up with this thing. And he actually had this in Russia before the Russian Revolution and France. How do you train the next generation of musicians? And so he created a music center that would be for kids who would, you know, graduated from music school and needed a little more polish, needed to be exposed to the great artists of our time. And I'll just give you a little bit of a list of the students who, you know, appeared there. I mean, people like Zubin Mehta, you know, Leonard Bernstein was in the first class. Certainly Seiji Ozawa, Wynton Marsalis, so many, many more. You can name the conductor. They almost all passed through Tanglewood at some point. And so you had this incredible, you know, beautiful setting. You had this incredible orchestra in a festival context. And then you had this school. And then added to that, we added a high school program through Boston University over 50 years ago. And so you have this incredible array of hundreds of students so excited. I mean, it's the period, and not, you know, I don't want to suggest for a second the Boston Symphony is one of the great esprit de corps, but, you know, any professional endeavor, there, you know, cynicism can creep in. And the period of the year where there's absolutely no cynicism is Tanglewood, where all the senior musicians remember what it was like to be 23, 24, and having your whole musical life in front of you. And so you have these spirits. You know, people like Copeland, you know, was on the faculty for 30 years, was the head of the faculty for 35-plus years. Bernstein, and you feel it. I mean, that's why Yo-Yo Ma lives in the summer, you know, a couple miles from Tanglewood. one of the great cellists, one of the, a guy who transcends classical music. Certainly Manny Axe, another great artist, and people choose to live there just to be proximate to the, to this. John Williams, probably the greatest film composer of all time, comes and spends a month with us and every summer, and I see him every morning, and I tend not to bother him unless he comes up and wants to chat. He has his baseball hat on because he doesn't want to. He'd be stopped too many times, and he's walking the grounds, and sort of connecting with the spirits of Tanglewood, not to get overly dramatic about it, but the Copelands and the Bernsteins and just feeling it, and then goes back and writes the next Harry Potter or the next Star Wars or the next E.T. score, a guy who's basically one of the most prolific composers of any time. And so that it is absolutely, it's, and I'm not going to get into specifically organized religion, but it's a spiritual place. You feel it on the grounds, you feel it in the music making, you feel it in the excitement of all the students that are very much part of the ethos of Tanglewood. And that there are sheds and other, every major city has a shed or two, and a lot of other sheds around, but they are big performing outdoor venues, but nothing even comes close to Tanglewood. And every artist, it's interesting, when I trying to explain this to Andres Nelsons when he became our music director, with his training in St. Petersburg and his, big career in Berlin and Vienna and London and all that. And until you actually experience it, you can't quite. And obviously, I've been in a very long-winded way trying to, explain, Tanglewood and the whole atmosphere of Tanglewood. But once you experience it, you get it.
Oh yeah, there are people that are, they're Tanglewood groupies, not necessarily attached to anything other than the expectation of the quality that will be presented in the form of the what is being performed and who the performers are, including the magnificent Boston Symphony Orchestra. I mean, it's one of the best orchestras in the whole world. I mean, there's really no argument about that.
Yeah, I'm
way up there in the list
biased,
of best orchestras.
And it can only be biased, but we go to Europe and we're perceived to be one of the leadings, if not the leading orchestra of America. But it's interesting, when you start talking about, we have all our concerts here, and people come to the concerts in Boston, or they come to hear the Boston Symphony in Carnegie, and then they go on and do, whatever else they're doing through the course of their week or month or whatever. At Tanglewood, it's a lifestyle. At Tanglewood, you have thousands of people buying second homes, and some converting second homes into primary homes to be close to Tanglewood.
As we did.
And you and your husband, obviously, perfect example of that, and then ultimately a second home, and then ultimately your permanent. Well, I don't want to say your permanent, but your first home. I mean, I know with no one travels more than you, Stephanie, but your base is now, the Berkshires, and part of that reason is Tanglewood.
America is blessed with amazing beauty. Mountains and valleys and lakes and hills and rivers and streams and gorgeousness. I mean, there are just so many places we drive through that knock me out. I mean, they're just gorgeous. And many of those places have somewhere within proximity of an hour or two or three, there's a city that, draws people to buy second homes somewhere up in the mountains or, out in the boondocks. But they don't have the world-class cultural venues that we have in the Berkshires. So if you are a person that enjoys concerts at major concert halls in America, major super-duper world-class museums, historic homes, and the like, you don't usually find the intersection of both of those things. You either get the gorgeousness of the wilderness or you get the city kind of stuff. But we have all of that in Berkshire County. And
well, I think what's absolutely unique in the United States and frankly the world is the concentration of multidiscipline. You said it. I mean, there's a great summer stock theater, a modern dance thing at Jacob's Pillow. I got to say, I always tell people Clark is the best you know, it's no longer that small, but it's the best small museum in the United States. And sitting
well,
in
Williamstown,
not
that
to mention
got...
Mass MoCA, and so you have this critical mass that of frankly elite culture institutions, and again Tanglewood in terms of the summer, you know, we're drawing over 350,000 people to the Berkshires, is probably 5-6 times larger than the next. But that being said, there's something to do every night, and then experience nature, you know, through the course of the day, which, you know, so it's that combination is unique to the Berkshires.
We have 30 plus, and I've had different people give me different numbers. So I've heard 32, I've heard 34 Renoir paintings that were bought by Sterling and Francine Clark in the 1920s, just after World War One, when they took
a
ship.
You could actually afford them.
Well, he was an heir to the Singer sewing machine fortress, so money was not an object.
They were expensive back then. Now, I'm not sure who can buy 30. Well, there's someone.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because we say Tanglewood, we say the Shed, we say Ozawa Hall, and now there's some new building going on the estate that is Tanglewood. You know, to people that haven't been, they don't know what we're talking about. So we're going to come back, and we're going to have about 5 minutes to try to bring them up to speed. And meantime, in that 5 minutes, go to tanglewood.org or BSO for Boston Symphony Orchestra, BSO.org. We'll be right back. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charged. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532. The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure, berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel's immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Mark Volpe, CEO of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And while you can enjoy all of the wonderful music and experiences and performances that take place at Symphony Hall in Boston from not only the Boston Symphony, but the Boston Pops. And soon, it won't be long, the year goes by too quickly, we'll be talking about the Holiday Pops and New Year's Eve at the Pops. And so start saving your November-December calendar to be in Boston for all of that. And if you haven't planned where you're going for New Year's Eve, plan it now. There is nothing like New Year's Eve at the Pops in Boston. It is an amazing way to end the year and start a new one. But Mark, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. You know, I mentioned the word, I say candy store, and if I came from your neighborhood, you have the picture in your head. For somebody else, they're imagining what their candy store looked like. So when you say, well, on the grounds of Tanglewood, which is how many acres?
About 530, roughly.
Okay. So on this 530 acres, there is a thing called the shed. And I don't want those of you who have never been there or never seen it to think it's some kind of a lean-to. So explain what the shed is.
Well, the shed is a venue which there are 5,000 seats covered, obviously with the stage as well. And it goes into like a shell kind of shape, and then there's roughly 13,000 people we can accommodate on a beautifully manicured lawn somehow, in spite of the fact that there are 13,000 people on the lawn. That's one of the things that you hear from everyone. Anybody that's been to Tanglewood wants to have our horticulture team organize and plant their lawn.
No kidding.
And so you have that. You have another second venue, Ozawa Hall, which is more like a concert hall. Because Tanglewood, the shed is open on three sides, and people sit on all three sides, and then the back, and then 5,000 seats undercover. The Ozawa Hall is more like 1,100 seats undercover, and then the big back door opens, and then it can put another couple thousand people on the lawn. So we kind of have our own vernacular. Forgive me for not being able to paint the appropriate picture. And in addition to that, we're about to add four new buildings. In fact, they're fully. They're enclosed now. And now, obviously, there's a ton of interior work, and we're going to continue working through the course of the summer and into the fall and possibly into the winter. And they'll be available in 2019, where we're going to be not just providing additional space for students to work and rehearse and all that, but also a new entity called the Tanglewood Learning Institute, in which there'll be four weekends the first year with a heavy concentration of you know, what you're finding is there's this whole generation of baby boomers who are retiring now who are still probably a little wealthier than the prior generation. We'll see if that applies to the next generation, but the baby boomers did pretty well, and ultimately they're healthy, you know, with modern medicine being what it is, people are living longer. Excuse me, and they're curious. They have this, need to stay intellectually active, and so we'll be creating programming that with panels, with lectures, with various multimedia type experiences that'll be coupled with performances that are already part of the Tanglewood experience, and they'll be all themed to whatever is going on that weekend. And then we didn't really have the appropriate venues for this. And so these are four buildings, fully winterized, air-conditioned, and one housing, I think, a terrific restaurant or cafe, so to speak, and the three others being available for you know, the type of activity you would find in a learning institute. So that doesn't launch this summer. We're still building them.
Wow.
Tanglewood just invested roughly, $40 million, $40 million into the Berkshire economy by constructing these. And again, can't wait. The big theme this summer that you and I have talked about is the Bernstein, centennial. And then the following year, we come right back in a very, very high-profile launch of a new learning institute that hopefully will stimulate curiosity throughout the world.
You know, we only have about 10 seconds, but when you were talking about people that were, when they were younger, just, out of college or, in that like 19 to 26-year-old group that goes and spends the summer at the Tanglewood Music Center, among those names that not only were there but came back to also participate with students and also, their household words are Dave Brubeck, who was there, I think, in 1948, and Harry Connick Jr., who was there, I think, in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So, listen, we've run out of time, and it kills me because there's so much more to talk about. Will you come back again? Can we get together on the grounds of Tanglewood?
I'd spend an hour with you any time you want to. So it'd be great honor for me, and love talking with you and love talking about Tanglewood.
Well, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. And, there are some very special ritual meals that end with the words, next year in Jerusalem. I'm going to end with this summer at Tanglewood, and you and I will get together. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. Stay with me, everybody. We're going cruising with Celestial Cruise Lines right after the top of the hour news. Don't go away. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.